Okay, well, Brian, first of all, talk about the origins of Roanoke's Marginal Arts Festival and how this whole thing got started, I guess, 7 years ago now.
Yeah, 7 years ago. It started in a small community high school, a small private high school in Roanoke, as sort of a friend raiser. So we wanted to draw attention to other types of art forms that are out there. We're all pretty much familiar with art that you can buy in galleries or see in museums, and other forms like theater and music. But we thought that there was a big part of art that really serves the community that was being missed in that mix. So we looked for local resources, artists and people who are collectors or experts in various art forms that lived nearby but didn't really have an opportunity to show what they knew or what they did.
And a lot of the artists that have participated over the years in the Marginal Arts Festival are really, like you said, fringe artists or not very well-known artists, and this is an opportunity for them to come out of the woodwork a little bit.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the fringe is its own sort of title, and it is more linked to theater.
Right.
But we do have artists that exhibit nationally, internationally in their art form that we represent here. It's just that they don't fit very well in a commercial gallery or in a museum space as we have them here. We're pretty happy with the representation we've had and given these artists.
The concept of a marginal arts festival, Brian, is sort of an old concept, is not, or a fringe festival when you're talking about the theater. That's sort of an old concept.
Yeah, I guess when you start with the idea of fringe, which is more familiar for people, it goes back to Edinburgh right after the war, and it's the way Edinburgh, Scotland, put its name on the map culturally. Ever since, there's been copycats or versions of it around the world, and they're all very successful, but the model is a little bit different than what we're doing. It tends to be more theater-based. The artists and theater groups are charged to participate in the festival. Then they're also responsible to go out and find their own performance space and promote their own space. The fringe festivals generally just provide the format and the guide, if you like, and they do the promotion. So we like doing the promotion like that. But we think it's a lot of a burden to put on regional artists to ask them to also pay to participate and find their own location. So we help with that, too.
And we're talking with Brian Cunahan, director of the Marginal Arts Festival, March 24th through the 29th, also a humanities professor at Community High School. And a lot of the students from Community High School get involved with this, correct?
Yes, we find ways that the students can be involved. I mean, to point out, it's not a high school art show.
Right.
but we do have students participate at a professional sort of level in this area. They've helped with the graphics. This year, our students have done a lot of pen and ink drawings that will be featured in a number of the projects we have going on around town. They also are involved in things like avant-garde poetry writing, and they will be performing in that too.
And a lot of from March 24th through the 27th, the first 4 days of the festival, a lot of it is centered around workshops, lectures, and classes, many of them at Community High School. And these are the Lycee classes?
Yeah, that's right. We like to poke fun at ourselves in our own seriousness, if you like. So we wanted a French title, so it seems more culturally acceptable. But the idea is that a lot of our teachers at Community High School are artists, and a lot of the artists coming to town are sort of wannabe teachers or have a lot to offer in a teaching environment. So we wanted to give 3 or 4 days of these visiting artists, give them a chance to teach to our students and anyone else in the community who would like to come by. And they teach about what they know best, their art forms and the way their art form interconnects with a more global scale.
Everything from just looking at the schedule, tea tasting to writing classes to trash couture, zine workshops or zine workshops. So really a kind of a whole range of things that people can get into.
Yeah, what we wanted to do in the education classes, just like we want to do with the festival, is play with the idea of the vast range of things that are out there. I always like film festivals that offer you 40 or 50 films in 2 days. You can't possibly get to see all of them, but it's really important to see that sort of critical mass come together just to realize how significant these sort of art forms are and how much we miss when we don't have them in our community.
A couple of things I wanted to ask you about. What's the MAP project. This is with Talia Logan from the Olin Gallery. The gallery's at Roanoke College, and that she's doing that on the Monday the 24th, and I think on the 26th. So what is the MAP project?
Oh, well, Talia is a wonderful partner and an example of how the festival works. What Talia is working on is a curated show that she's putting together for Roanoke College. And the idea of it is to use the mail, the traditional postage service, to connect with all the different states in America and every country around the world to send a postcard off and have that artist, on the receiving artist in whatever state or country they're in, to make an adjustment to the postcard and send it back. And then that way we'll have a world connection through visual art in a very hands-on, connected sort of way. Of course, this Talia's project, and you'll know more about that when the exhibition comes up later this fall.
Sure. We're talking with Brian Cunahan, director of Marginal Arts, the Marginal Arts Festival, March 24th through the 29th. Thursday, March 27th, that's, the official festival opening night. There's a street party on Market Street between Fork and the Market and the Old Gallery 108 space. And the Taubman Museum is bringing in an animator who they have an exhibit now at the Taubman. I guess Motomichi Nakamura is coming in.
Yes. Brian Sivaking is the curator for that one. He's doing a terrific job, and that's a great exhibition to go see. It just opened last week. It's open now, so please go by and see that one. He's an amazing animator. They look just sort of like monster blobs. They're kind of eerie and mysterious. They have a playfulness to them, but it's a little bit dark. And he's going to do a projection of that that the little monsters will crawl along walls and things. It's really you'd have to go see it.
Yeah,
really
I did see it in America. Yeah. I thought the thunderstorm thing was kind of creepy.
Yeah, they're all a little creepy. I mean, I think these are they're not necessarily just for adults. There's nothing adult content in them, but they do have they have an edge. I think that the kids would like the darkness in, just like a Grimm's Fairy Tales darkness, if you like. But they're certainly not Disney.
Exactly. A couple more questions. One was you're partnering with Ride Solutions and Valley Metro to inaugurate their first Art by Bus program, a mobile art gallery. So. Are there actually going to be art pieces on buses?
Yeah, this is another wonderful partnership we have. Jeremy Holmes, who runs Ride Solutions, has connected us and the Roanoke Valley Metro to put artwork on the buses and to indicate each bus in a way. I think he'd like to announce more himself later on. But it's a way to really draw attention to transportation and how wonderful a way – the transportation system, public transportation system, connects people. He's encouraging people to get on a bus, even if you have a car, leave your car at home for the day, and just get on a bus in Roanoke and just see where it takes you. You'll see Roanoke in a different way, and that's what we really love about the project. Is it's about local, it's about art connecting people, and Jeremy really has his finger on the pulse of this.
But there'll actually be art on the buses.
Yes, where there's traditionally advertising, some of those will pop out. We'll put art on the advertising panels. Two buses in all, I believe.
I have to ask Jeremy about that. It sounds interesting. And, of course, the festival, I guess it sort of wraps up with the parade on the 29th. Is that the all-comers parade?
Yeah, that's come dressed as whatever that is that you want to dress up as. We've had people dress as cardboard boxes, washing machines, and, of course, fuzzy creatures. So kids love it. It's a great chance to just express yourself in a way that might not make sense, but it's a lot of fun.
And that's on Saturday the 29th. And where does that start? Where do people assemble?
It starts at Community High School, which is right downtown near the Taubman. Mm-hmm. We have a parking lot for the school that will be emptied, and that will be our assembly point. We start assembling about 11:30, and we should have a cool band, the Fishing Tackle Choir,
the Norman Fishing Tackle Choir,
offered to lead us off this year. And we should have some floats and whatever groups wants to come. There's no registration required. Just show up and have fun.
He traipse through downtown for a while?
Yeah, we head down Campbell, turn around at the Roanoke Times building, come back along the railroad track in Norfolk. Back to school.
Okay. I just want to ask you, are people coming in now from out of town for the Marginal Arts Festival? Are you starting to see more out of
Oh, yes. Well, some are solicited by us. We bring some international artists in. We have two coming from England this year. We've had a number of people move here from New Jersey and from around the States because they like our art scene that's underground. And I think we see about 20 or 30 artists visit every year from all over the East Coast.
And are you starting to see people come in to enjoy the Marginal Arts Festival?
Yeah, last year's parade was fantastic. It was the first year that we actually had probably more observers than were participants. I think we counted maybe double the attendance last year than we did in the past. It's not a hard science, so it's hard to tell how many people show up.
Well, you art people aren't into science anyways. And just finally, where can people find out more, Brian, about this?
This year, we're focusing on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Marginal Arts Roanoke.
All right. And people can go there for information. Brian Cunahan is the director of the Marginal Arts Festival, March 24th through March 29th. And Brian, thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much, Gene.